everybody. It's Overthinking TV interview streamers.
Interview streamers.
Yes. We had to cut something out before. My name is Jay.
And I'm Tony.
And we are here to interview streamers. We may put that blooper out. That'd be pretty funny.
No.
So, guys, we are here. Listen, this is not about Tony and I as much as we would love to think so. It's not. And we're okay with that.
Never thought of
it. Because it is about streamers who are amazing, and we find them all over the place. And we are so excited to introduce this next streamer. Get straight to the point. It is The Clean Foul. The Clean. He's somewhere on the screen if you're watching on YouTube. What's up? There he is. What's up, Clean? How you doing?
What's going on? How are you guys?
Dude, we're doing good, man. It's just so great to have you here. It's funny because we...
I was better till earlier.
Who was that?
That was good till the intro.
Yeah, it was. But Clean actually saw what happened and how in the bloopers, but maybe he'll give that away. That'd be great.
I won't talk about it if you guys want.
Thank you.
It's all good, man. I don't really care. So here's the thing. And we've talked to a lot of streamers, and actually we found a lot of streamers on TikTok. Mm. And I know TikTok is not, you know, obviously it came to the, I can't remember when it came on as a platform.
Well, it was Musical.ly before.
Musical.ly
before. But it's not a history lesson on TikTok. This is about Clean Foul.
And guys, if you're watching on YouTube, there's Clean. He's actually looking clean. But here's the thing. We actually saw you. We saw you on TikTok.
He was suggested to us. On one of our podcasts.
Oh, he was.
Is it Kyle Driver?
Kyle Driver. That's right. Kyle Driver.
Was it Kyle Driver?
I think it was.
Kyle Driver's like my older brother.
There he
is. Oh, my gosh. Dude, yeah. Clean, you're here now. We saw you on TikTok, and we watched your streams whenever we can come in. You know, and it's so great to see you. How do you feel, man? You're here talking with us. I mean, how do you feel?
I feel good. I mean, hearing that, you know, Kyle's talking about me outside the stream and whatnot. You know, you guys invite me on. You know, maybe I'm doing something a little bit right, but I mean, yes. I feel good. I do.
I enjoy your TikToks where you talk about Cold War and how good it is.
Oh, phenomenal game. Phenomenal. Best Call of Duty ever.
So speaking of that, before we get to know a little bit more Clean, we've been watching, remember we just watched one of his TikToks. We sniped that dude.
Ooh,
dude, that was a good one, bro.
On the vehicle.
That shot. What kind of was
that? Was my. That was what happened. Remember, I told you I made that TikTok about when I did that phenomenal kill.
Yes.
And I didn't record it.
Right.
Yeah, that's what happened,
dude. But his dude, that shot was clean.
It's clean.
So many. And listen,
his head exploded. I threw my phone across the room.
That was amazing. And you do a whole lot of other things like helping people out. Like, can you go a little bit more into like how you? Because I see you discussing a lot of stuff on your TikTok and your Twitch and like. Can you go a little bit more into that?
Yeah, so I'm very big. I have a burning passion to serve people and to see people smile.
Right.
And I feel like people in the content creating industry, whatever medium you use, I guess you could say that, there's a lot of people that will just come out of nowhere and hate on people for their content when this content they're creating for themselves and what they believe in. And so I use that as a driving force to support people and tell people like, hey, like you're creating this for yourself. You're creating what you believe in and continue doing that. Don't let someone drag you down because they don't like how you drew that or how you edited that video, you know, do your thing.
It's like you get like, that's exactly what, but you said it a whole lot more clean than what we do. It's like we want to bring a positive atmosphere to people, whether it be like kids coming in or adults or whoever it is. You don't know who you're going to impact, but like the positive, you know, and your kids watch, like our kids watch.
My son watches our streams and stuff. I don't let him watch whatever he wants because, you know, what's out there.
You never know what's out there.
But we're always trying to be encouraging. We have a lot of our viewers are younger just because we started out on Fortnite. So we've had people come forward and be like, oh, you said something nice and it helped me throughout the day.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you get that a lot.
Yeah. You get that a lot, Clean?
I kind of do, honestly. You know, I try to stay as humble as I can
it. But it's okay. Right, just give yourself one of these. It's good. You do it every once in a while. There you go.
Tony patted his back, by the way, if you want to know.
Yeah, audio listeners, I patted my back. And Clean did, too.
And you know what? I know you do. You're so humble in what you say, but you're also really honest. Which is really good. And that's one thing I like about your Twitch and your TikTok is that you're like, listen, I'm going to say how it is and like about certain areas in streaming, which is great, which is what led me like to one of our questions we want to ask is like, when did you start streaming? And like, when did you become like passionate about like doing what you're doing right now?
So I used to stream. So I used to be in the military. I streamed back in 2017 and I was on Musical.ly. However, I was in the Navy, so I was going out to sea a lot and I couldn't maintain a schedule, which maybe we'll talk about that later. Right. So I called it quits. And then I only started July 20th of this year. Right. So I've been going for 4 months, just over 4 months. Wow. And, you know, I started building my Twitch and my TikTok, and we started building the cleaning crew is what it's called now, which is my community. And,
that's awesome.
You know, I always give it to my community that it was built by them for them. I just gave them a place to meet. But when I really started seeing people come in and, you know, thank me and the cleaning crew, you know, and see how it was helping people, and just some of the comments that people leave will really impact you. No, even though they don't think it's the most impactful comment, you know, that's what gives me the passion to do what I do. I love entertaining people. I've always entertained people.
Right.
And just to see that, like, I'm impacting people in a positive manner is what it drives me, you know.
Right.
It makes me want to stream the next day. Like, I would stream every single day if I could, but honestly, that's not good for growth, but
right. You get life too. You know what I mean? It happens.
Yeah. Yeah. Of course.
And, you know, and you told me a phone call one time, you actually play instruments too. Like, what do you play? Like, you said you like to entertain people. Like, what else do you do?
Yeah. So we actually, we have a channel point on my Twitch called the Karaoke Time, and I whip out my guitar and I actually play and sing. Now, I'm not that great of a singer. You know, it's pure entertainment.
That's awesome.
But, you know,
sometimes Jay raps and it's not good.
You said what?
Sometimes Jay raps and it's not good.
It's not.
Very bad.
It depends, eyes of the beholder. I'm just saying, it might be a good one.
Most beholders think it's bad.
But you were also saying about, like, instruments. You said you do that, you do play guitar, but what else do you play?
I taught myself the guitar, the mandolin, the drums, and the piano. Awesome. And I started doing that when I was about 11.
Wow. Dude, that's
yeah. Show off.
I play guitar, I play drums, I play bass and piano, but like not like really, I play guitar more than anything, but I like to just dabble, like write some songs and different things. But Tony's right. Tony wants me to do that more on stream. And I do want to do it. But I just get so caught up in like the video game aspect, I think.
Are some pointers you could give him?
Yeah, what would you want to see me do?
Help him.
As in like bringing that guitar into the stream more often?
Yeah. You know,
channel
points. I feel like
channel points are big.
And should it be comedic or should it be like a real song, you know, like
put that in the hands of the viewer.
Ooh,
that's okay. What I do, because I know I have some viewers that like to hear me say or sing Hallelujah by Pentatonix.
Oh.
Right. And then some people are like, hey, play like, I don't know, Red Solo Cup by Toby Keith, you know, or some crazy, like wanted me to sing that chicken wing.
Yeah.
So I actually learned to play that and I played it on the stream. So it just, I would say.
You know how to play that already.
I know. Dude, what you're doing, Clean, is you're actually motivating me and Tony to do more, which is great. And you're right. We should. And going back to you being like an entertainer and different things, you like entertaining people. You said something really good just now, like streaming every day doesn't necessarily mean that that's good for your stream. And you said something about like scheduling. How did that, like you said when you started and you're scheduling, like how did that, like what happened there?
Like when I started streaming and like how did I set up my schedule?
Yeah, your schedule. And then you said you had some scheduling difficulties at some point or like something happened with scheduling.
Well, he said he was in the Navy. Right.
Yeah.
Scheduling issues.
So,
with that.
A big thing, you know, that I believe in life is consistency. Like your body just naturally likes consistency. Mm-hmm. And so, when you throw consistency out the window, when you're trying to stream, your viewers aren't gonna know when you're streaming. You know, there's a community that rated me, and their community know, or there's a five guys that rated me, and their community knows that they stream every Thursday, right? They only stream one time a week. But you know, when you don't set a schedule and you just randomly just go live, it's going to be really hard to build that community, because your viewers aren't going to know when you're going live next, you know?
Right.
So if you're trying to build like a solid community and something like big, you know, setting that consistent schedule, it's like, hey, we know like every Saturday morning when we were kids, when we'd wake up, the cartoons would be on, you know,
Animaniacs, every Saturday morning. Animaniacs. Oh, dude. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Baloney in our slacks, dude.
Hmm.
You're right. So like the,
it's an amazing point.
That's an amazing point. So here's the thing. Like when you schedule out, you said you've been rated and stuff. When did you find that TikTok brought you a lot of viewers, more viewers like from
was
that
the transfer easy?
Was the transfer easy and how that, do you see some sort of a transfer there?
Somewhat. I mean, I feel like I get a lot of my so the followers that come from TikTok, I feel like I connect with them through TikTok Live. So people who see my videos, yes, they might drop me a follow, but I feel like the conversion rate from TikTok to Twitch is better through the TikTok Live, not through the actual videos that you post.
Gotcha. Yes.
Because I'm giving them a short snippet of like who I am and, you know, they get to see my personality behind the scenes, behind the production.
Right. And you edit, because Tony, I know he's edited a few of our TikToks. Like I can mm-hmm. see your face, and then you have it really nice with the video.
I think he's using his actual setup to record it.
Is that what you're doing? So you just use all that and you edit that yourself?
Yeah, so I do. I think it's good to do it both on your phone and doing it with like your actual camera. Have that real high quality, but then also have that like more like person-to-person,
right?
Like phone video. So I try to mix it up.
That's really awesome, man. And you know, you can tell like you're really a person who really thinks about what like his words are so like he's really you want to make sure I know what I want to say and I want to know how I say it, you know. And there's also mm-hmm. listen, there's all, and we have to know because before this segment ends, before we go to our next one, you know, mm-hmm. you said that you've been through some trying times and some different mm-hmm. Avenues of your life that kind of brought you to this point. You mind if we ask you about that? Because I know you were saying like this is a big part of who you are. So
yeah, I'm an open book with this stuff. I love it. So obviously the stuff that I've been through, you know, I obviously wish never happened, but you know, it made me who I am. I'll try to give you guys a real short rundown of the story and why I am the way I am. So, growing up, I was always that kid, that kind of wanted to be someone else. You know, I was always looking up to, oh, I want to be that football player because he gets all the girls or he's cool. He has all the friends, you know, he's not getting picked on and whatnot. Right. He has people sitting with him at the lunch table. And that happened all the way through high school. And senior year of high school, I was kind of a lone wolf. Like I got tired of, you know, being someone I was. I was hanging out with a bunch of different groups. Hey, can I be funny with this group? Do I have to be serious? Do I have to be quiet? Like who do I have to be? And so after high school, I ended up joining the military. And you know, the military, it was good. You know, I was still kind of like, I had a short temper. People could push my buttons really easily. And then 2016, December of 2016, my mom, she'd been going through some health conditions the past 6 years. And they had no clue what it was. And she ended up going down to the University of Utah and getting diagnosed with MSA, which is multisystems atrophy.
Oh, wow.
It's a very rare neurological condition. 500,000 people are affected by it. No cure, no treatment, and it's terminal. So she ended up, she passed the second week of December. They took her to the hospital, revived her. I went home and I was there for like 12 days and she was getting better. But then with MSA, it takes away your motor functions and whatnot. So your body starts atrophying. And, so they had to put a trach in, and from that point forward, my mom was unable to speak, right? So I started learning, you know, communicating through emotion and feeling and stuff like that, right? And ended up going back to Florida. That's where I was stationed at the time. And about a month and a half later, I got a call from the doctor, and the doctor's like, hey, I advise that you come home. Your mom has 24 to 48 hours to live. And so rushed home, and my mom ended up, it was, I want to say like my fourth day there. The doctor said, hey, your mom's, you know, she's living because of the breathing machine. And my mom, she never wanted to live by a breathing machine. And so me and my four siblings, wow. I was 21 at the time, had to make that decision to take my mom off that breathing machine. And very, very hardest decision I've ever had to do or decide. And she ended up living for another 9 days, which is crazy. Awesome.
Strong, right? Strong and, lady, man. Strong lady.
Yeah. 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 So the Navy, they actually, you know, in that 9 days, the Navy was like, hey, you need to come back to Florida. I was like, no, like, you know, my mom's, you know, it's her last couple of days. I just know. And, I ended up telling the Navy like, hey, you guys are either going to have a UA sailor or like you guys can grant me 10 more days here or whatnot. And that night, or on February 27th, I went, sat next to my mom, and I was like, mom, you know, you gotta go. Like, I'm going to be okay down here. I have the four greatest gifts you've ever given me, which are my four siblings. I said, mom, I promise you, I'll make a name for myself. I'll make you proud. I love you. Stood up, kissed her on the forehead, and walked out. And 30 minutes later, she passed. Oh. I was the last one of my siblings to tell her that. Mm-hmm. Oh my gosh. And, so then I, you know, we did the funeral, and then I went back to Florida, and I got super, I was so mad at the Navy because they didn't help me through that. And so I just like, I got super, super down, and it was April of 2017. I almost took my own life, and something stopped me. And, I thank God for that. I thank, you know, the higher power for it. And I told myself that out that, you know, I was depressed. Right. And, went and asked the Navy for help. And as soon as I walked out of the office from asking them for help, it's like I had never walked in there. Right. Mm-hmm. They just swept it under the rug. And so I had to really work on that myself. Right. And so I admitted, you know, I was depressed. I need to work on myself. I need to be happy. And so I stopped drinking. I stopped listening to bad music. I stopped doing everything that would have a negative impact on my body. Focused on the people I was hanging out with, the music I was listening to, what I was reading, and I worked on it myself. And February 1st of 2018 is the day that I took control of that depression.
Wow.
And from there on, like, I told myself, I never want anyone to go through what I go through. I want people to feel love.
Wow.
When I'm around, I want people to feel like they have support, love, a friend, family, whatever. I want people to count on me, and I want people to smile around me, you know?
Dude, that's all. That's crazy. You're getting teary eyed, dude. You all right? Tony's getting a little,
I'm a very emotional person.
Dude, sorry. You know what? People need to know that you're not just a streamer, that you're somebody that has been through things and that you have a life. Mm. And this is what it's about, getting to know people. And like, you bring such that, you know, what you've been through to this point, you know? And so, dude, I really appreciate you telling us all about that. And so listen, you said you wanted to add one more thing there, Clean, to...
Yeah, one more. You know, I'm also the type of person where it's like, I never say that my life has been any harder than anyone else's. And I never say someone else's life has been any harder than mine, because we're all different people. We are all wired differently, and we could have the same thing happen to us, and we're gonna respond differently. So yeah, I've had like a lot of hiccups in my life and a lot of stuff that's happened, but you know, that's not an excuse for me to say, hey, my life's been harder than yours. So
right.
Dude, might just be that humble.
Dude, that's great, man. You have such a great story, and you are really humble. It's like, it's true. Other people have stories, man. I appreciate you telling us that, and like, that means a lot. And to the viewers, if you guys are listening, please.
I couldn't get through that story, telling that story without crying.
Yeah, man. That's
like, I couldn't do it.
Facts,
that's,
man.
That's strong.
Because it's real.
I've cried on stream, you know, talking about that. I've actually had viewers request a karaoke time and request one of my mom's favorite songs, and I played it without telling them. I started crying, and then I, you know.
Jeez.
I'm a mom's boy.
Yeah. Listen, man, and you know what? All prayers go to you and your family and everything that's happened in your life, man. We're here for you. We always are.
Thank you.
And we have to go into this next segment. Hopefully this brightens up, you know, who you are, Clean, because you deserve all the viewers and stuff coming your way. We have now coming up, which is a great thing. It's called Lightning Round. Yes, lightning round. So now getting to know you a little bit more. Now we're going to get to know you to the certain aspect of asking some questions as fast as we can. Clean, are you ready? Are you, like, I think that you're born ready, bro.
Can I take a drink of my drink real quick?
Please, take a drink. Take a drink.
5, 4, 3.
Ba, 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 ba. I'm just kidding.
Do you want me to change my voice when I do this? I'm just joking.
The sexier voice. No. Wow. All right, are you ready, Clean? Clear everything from your brain. Are you ready? In 3, 2, 1.
Why are you counting?
Favorite snack to eat on road trips?
Oreos.
Ooh, which male celebrity would you want to wrestle?
Oh,
Mark Wahlberg.
Oh, nice. How many spider monkeys could you take in a fight?
Probably 5.
5?
Nice. Favorite vintage video game?
Snake, I guess.
Snake. Who is your favorite Ninja Turtle?
I don't really know Ninja Turtles, but I'll say like Donatello.
Donatello, okay, that's nice.
Bad answer.
No, I love Donatello. would you battle killer zombies or killer robots?
Zombies.
Nice. If you had to eat one candy for the rest of your if you had to eat one candy for the rest of your life, what would it be? What would you eat?
Reese's Pieces.
Nice. Ding. That's it. That's 7 questions.
How are you going to eat Oreos in a car?
You're talking about
you have to put them in milk.
No, you don't.
You have to put them in milk.
Can I be honest with you? I don't eat them with milk.
Either. What?
I don't eat
them. You're a savage.
Okay, exactly. Bougie. Savage. Okay, so favorite snack to eat on road trips? Oreos. Extra stuffed? Thin? Any?
Double stuffed.
Oh, I love you. Okay.
Do you put them in milk?
Either or.
Yeah, there you
what?
Go. It's nice.
Depends on how lazy you are.
I have to have them in milk or I can't eat them.
How do you eat them with your milk? How do you dip them into the milk?
I take a fork, I stick it through them, and I dunk it all the way in.
There you go.
That's the least you get your fingers dirty. That's how I do it.
You don't get your fingers dirty.
Dirty. Fingers dirty. Which male celebrity would you want to wrestle? He said, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. I'm Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Can you do a Mark Wahlberg impression?
Me?
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Didn't try.
I'm a peacock. You got to let me fly. Nice. Mark Wahlberg. We're going to at Mark Wahlberg.
I would have picked Jack Black.
Nice.
Just because I want to touch him.
I would do Kevin Hart. All right. How many spider monkeys could you take?
That was number 2.
There
it's
you
so
go.
Small.
I know. How many spider monkeys could you take in a fight? 5.
That's it? Come on. I'll give you 30.
Spider monkeys.
They're all over the place.
Okay. It depends on the size of them. Are they like monkeys the size of spiders with spider legs? Or are they... spiders the size of monkeys.
So their breed.
No, go tell them how big the spider monkeys are.
The spider monkeys are like little things.
Like these guys. Like these guys.
Like the size of my head.
We're making a little baby doll.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Audio guys.
You can hold it like a baby. Oh, it's like how many babies could you fight?
I mean, I could probably punt like 20 of them, so.
There it is.
Spider monkeys. Okay, so favorite vintage video game?
Snake.
You said Metal Gear Solid. Snake.
No, he did not. He said just Snake.
Well, he meant Metal Gear Solid.
No, he didn't. He meant Snake on the Nokia phone.
Oh, Snake on the Nokia phone?
Well, I like Tetris a lot. I love Tetris.
Oh my god.
I love
changed
it.
His answer.
Wait a minute, no. You meant Snake on the phone, Nokia? I thought you meant Metal Gear Solid. That's funny. Oh my god, that's hilarious.
Oh, I was actually thinking about, what do you call it, Space Invader?
Ah,
the clean foul is clean, dude. That's nice. Space Invaders is...
It wouldn't come out of my mouth. It was in my head, but...
That's okay. This is why you do it, man. This is for fun. You know, fun content. Who's your favorite Ninja Turtle? You said Donatello.
Yeah, just because that's the only name I know.
So I'm more of a Leonardo. You're Raphael.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're Raph. You're definitely Raph.
So the thing about me, Noan, is like, I'm in Idaho, and like growing up, we didn't really have a lot of stuff, like, because we just spent time outside, like, chasing rabbits and stuff like
Digging
that.
Digging holes. Yeah. You know what?
I did have a Sega though.
I'm gonna be honest with you. If we Kyle Driver, you, me, and Tony were Ninja Turtles, you'd be Leonardo. Tony would be Raph. Kyle would be Donatello. I'd be Michelangelo.
Why is Kyle Donatello?
Why know all those names?
He's I don't know.
What?
Anyways,
all right, just go on.
What is your let's see, battle killer zombies or killer robots?
Why would
zombies?
Nice. Okay, I'm just asking.
No, because robots, they limb from limb. They just grab you. Zombies are like, bleh. Like, that's
World
not the same
War Z zombies?
Thing. It's not the same thing.
Okay, all right. I'm not going to try to
World War Z robots?
I don't want to get by a robot. I don't want to get that'll hurt.
Yeah. Skynet, dude. I don't want to go against those guys. No. Those are terrible.
Robots have horsepower behind them.
That's what I'm
zombies
saying.
Zombies don't.
Okay, horses. I like it. If you had to eat one candy for the rest of your life, what would you? You said Reese's Pieces.
No.
Reese's.
Reese's
technically.
I mean.
Reese's technically, not the pieces. I don't know why I said pieces.
Yeah, Buttercups.
The Buttercups.
I knew you said Buttercups.
The small ones though. The small ones though.
The minis. Yeah.
I like the regular ones because I like to eat the edges.
Right.
And then I pop them.
My little Buttercup.
Stop.
Has the sweetest smile.
Shut up.
All right, cool. He's snapping along if you're watching on YouTube. Dude, you did it clean. You did the lightning round. You didn't stumble one bit. You just went with
I
your
made
gut.
Fun of a lot of his answers.
Yep.
Doesn't you do that always? But you did great clean.
I feel bad about that one.
No, you don't feel bad.
I do.
It's all right. We love
you. I shouldn't make fun of people's. His especially. Everybody else, they can go bite it. You, no.
Bite it.
Hey, it's all funny games, right?
You made me cry earlier, now I'm making fun of his answers.
Speaking of games, well, clean, you did it. You passed through the lightning round. Now it is time to go to streamer verse streamer. This is where,
golly.
I just have a lot of energy, dude.
I know, but the thing is this is my streamer versus streamer.
Oh, please. Dude,
I'm doing the
I'm
trivia
sorry.
This
please,
time.
Please, you don't.
Because
sorry.
I lost.
Okay, go ahead.
Because of your technicality to the person that we did before.
You lost.
And he's holding it over my head.
We don't care.
Way.
You lost. Anyways, go ahead.
God.
This is your show, buddy. You do it. You're the host. Dude. Go ahead.
Yeah. So I've got trivia questions here.
Yes.
Several of them.
Yes.
And we're going to go back
That's
and forth. So I'm going to ask a question,
mm-hmm.
and then one of you is going to answer, and then the other one's going to answer, and then I'm going to tell
I'm
you.
I'm terrible at trivia.
Me too.
Yes, but so is he.
My confidence level is like not very high right now.
Me either, dude. High five. Where are you?
Yeah. All right. Oh.
Okay.
I've been wanting to do that for a while.
I do, mean, yeah.
All right.
So he gets to go first. Guest goes first.
Right. Okay. So here's question number one. Clean foul. Are you ready?
Can I use Google?
No.
No.
Multiple choice questions. These should. I literally picked the easiest questions I could find.
Okay.
Because he is so terrible at trivia, I wanted to give him a chance.
Okay.
All right. Which one of the following video games takes place in a dystopian underwater city called Rapture? Half-Life, God of War, Fallout 3, or BioShock?
God of War.
BioShock.
Yeah.
God of War. Just kidding, BioShock.
Jeez. Don't
I
do that.
Playing God of War once, and I was like in the water and shit.
Yeah, there was a water. Dude, don't do that to Clean. You made him think that he got.
I know
it.
I did.
That's terrible. It's Clean.
That's
I'm sorry.
By the way,
he bleeped it.
I didn't.
Okay, so 1 point. Okay, so now I get to answer first. Next.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Jay, this is for you first. What Nintendo system was released after the N64 but before the Wii? A. GameCube. B. Nintendo 128. C. Virtual Boy. D. Super Nintendo.
After N64? GameCube.
Okay. Clean foul, what's your answer?
You can go with my answer,
you
by the way.
You can pick the same answer, it's fine.
Okay.
I love when he thinks, dude. He's like so intense.
It's
dude.
Really intense.
I know. Okay.
Do you want to read it again?
GameCube because that was my original thought. I'm going to say GameCube.
GameCube.
He's overthinking it.
He's overthinking it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good job.
Oh, so
it's our show.
It's our show.
yeah, it's GameCube.
Woo!
There you go, guys.
That's, I had one of those. I had
GameCube. Nice.
All right. Question number three.
So wait, it's one. It's 2-1.
It's 2-1.
Okay.
You are winning currently. Good job.
Thanks, Dad.
All right. Clean foul. You go first on this one.
Yeah.
E. Honda, Delsim, and Chun-Li are all characters from what video game series? A. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. B. Street Fighter. C. Battletoads. D. Mortal Kombat.
Street Fighter.
All right.
I'm going to go with Street Fighter.
Street Fighter. Well. All right. You both get it correct. Yeah. Make you guys feel real good about yourself.
Yo, Chun-Li
right
in her thighs.
I knew you were going to say Mortal Kombat. You can't throw me with that curveball.
Yeah, he knows. You know, Mortal Kombat's too. Did you say Mortal Kombat?
It was Street Fighter.
I know, but he said you're trying to throw him with Mortal Kombat, like make him think.
Sure.
Okay.
I just had a feeling you were going to say it.
Yeah.
I just had a feeling.
He did.
Okay.
He was right. I did say that.
Yeah.
Was that an extra point?
I'm going to slap you so hard. Slap you so hard.
Do it.
Okay, so are you ready?
3-2.
3-2. Here we go. 3-2. Come on.
All right. This is for clean. Wait, who answered that one?
It's me next.
It's you. All right. Mm-hmm. What color is the ring of death on the Xbox that signified software failure? A, blue. B, yellow. C, green. D, red.
Well, Bob, D, red.
Clean foul?
Can I call a mate? I'm just joking. It's red.
It is red.
Red ring of death.
The
yes.
Red ring of death.
Death.
And you hear beep, 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 beep. That's when you knew your life
so
was over.
Yep.
That was the, so it's four.
Four
to
three.
All right. Four to three. Maybe these are too easy. No, they're not.
No, they, it makes me, I feel a little bit better.
Me too. Clean. I feel
yeah,
so good right now.
He usually gets like 1 point.
I'm blushing. Like I feel.
I'm yeah, I'm glad I got
I'm in love.
Clean, this is for you. What classic beat-em-up game featuring brothers Billy Lee and Jimmy, also nicknamed Spike and Hammer, which game were they from? A, Smash Brothers. B, Ninja Gaiden. C, Double Dragon. D, Snow Brothers. You want me to say the answers again?
I'm just going to shoot my shot with C.
Okay, C, Double Dragons.
Oh, Sea Devil Dragons.
You too?
Absolutely.
All right, 5-4. Look at you.
Yeah. And they actually joined the Battletoads, I believe,
they did.
In their next series.
The joint game. How do you know so much right now?
I don't know. It's the confidence.
This is super weird.
It's the confidence. Because
typically you're like, I barely got that.
When you start with easy, and then I just feel like
yeah.
really good on the
all
inside.
All right, so Jay first on this one.
Okay.
What question is this? This is question six.
Sure.
It's question six. How many bits was the Super Nintendo Entertainment System? A, 8, B, 128, C, 64, D, 16.
Say what? The Nintendo what?
How many bits was the Super Nintendo Entertainment System? A, 8, B, 128, C, 64, D, 16.
It's either 8 or 16. I'm going to go with 16-bit.
Clean foul.
I'm going to go with 16 as well.
You're both correct. 16 bits.
Because the next one was 64, which made it Nintendo 64, the 64-bit. So I'm guessing that's why, right?
All right. Last question in trivia. You ready?
Ready.
This is for 2 points.
2 points.
This is the
two
win.
Points.
This is
this
the
is
win.
Big one. Yeah.
Okay.
Winner.
Who's going first? Clean.
Clean's going first.
Okay.
Yeah.
What 64-bit Sega system was a predecessor to the PlayStation and Nintendo 64? A, Dreamcast. B, Commodore 128. C, Saturn. D, 3DO. Clean?
Can you repeat those? Yes.
The whole question or just the...
Just the answers.
A, Dreamcast. B, Commodore 128. C, Saturn. D, 3DO.
Commodore 128.
I'm going to go with Dreamcast.
Well, you're both wrong. It was the Saturn.
Oh, gosh. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Saturn. Yeah, I thought it would be a hard one at the end.
But would I win?
You win. Jay wins. Yep.
Dun, dun, dun. I never win. This is my first.
Nice.
This is my first win, right?
This is your first win ever.
Clean, let me win. All right, got you. We're just
going
to let
I was go. Going easy.
He was going easy. Guys, if you watch the video, if you listen to the podcast, you're going to see his face. He's like, yeah, good job. He's
been cussing this whole time. He's been bleeping himself.
No, that was like those are like my like I don't have any like bells or anything. I just have the beeping, so that's like my happy beep.
Oh, that's your happy beep. Okay, yeah. That's my cussing beep.
Yes,
I have to do that a lot for myself on stream.
If I press that it beeps, I'm just saying you're super awesome and amazing. So like.
Oh, that's what that means. Okay,
you know,
cool.
That's what it's
or
for.
Morse
that's
code. Like, you know,
it sounds condescending.
Dude, Clean, dude, we're so happy you could join us today. I do appreciate you being so patient with us. And, dude, but now it's time to roll out the red carpet. This is all you, man. Any shout outs, any thing you have coming up, please just your TikTok, your Twitch, go. It's all you, buddy.
Awesome. Yeah, you guys can drop me a follow on Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok at The Clean Foul. I don't really have anything too crazy going on. Just, I'd say just support content creators, bowl and hole, you know, everyone, show them some love. And if you don't have anything nice to say, just keep on going.
Wow.
Yeah.
And Clean, shut your trap.
Shut your trap.
No. If you guys, Buster, we're going to have your links down below, Clean. Your links are going to be in the Spotify, in the Google Play, in the YouTube. You name it, guys. Please listen. Your story, dude, and the things you said and what your life brought you to this point. You deserve, I'm just saying just from us, you deserve, dude, everything that's coming your way that's positive, that's good. And you're just so incredible, man. Thank you so much for inspiring us. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much for, you know, putting your content out there that changes lives and that helps people and for great entertainment. Mm-hmm. And we just really glad that you were here. This, sorry, it had to be so short. I wish we could have more hours and up on hours, but dude, let's party up, Clean. If you ever want, we're here for you.
Oh yeah.
DM us. If you need a co-stream, we'd love to build, you know, help you just whatever you need for your community. We're here for you. So,
well, I appreciate it. I just want to say, thank you to you guys and, thank you to the Overthinking community and everyone that listens. I know that you guys appreciate them and, they deserve a huge shout out. Everyone that supports you guys as well.
Dude, I really appreciate it. And also, we're going to... go ahead. Yeah.
If you guys want to follow us, our links are down below as well. At TikTok, Instagram, Twitter, everything, YouTube, Twitch. You can follow us as well. You know, like, subscribe, hit the bell notification. Do the thing.
Do the thing.
Do the thing.
Do the thing. Also, one thing before we go, we're going to have... We kind of talked to Tony about this. At the end of our season here of interviewing streamers... We're going to try to gather all the content creators that we did, and we're going to try to do something really fun with everybody. Maybe like a big wall of faces so we can all talk to each other and kind of do something really cool like that. We'll see if we can get everybody with that. Deadly Dill, Evora, AJ, the Clean Foul. We got, you know, Squibby, all those great guys. Creeks. Congratulations to Creeks for making partner as well. We love you, bud. Other than that, dude... Clean Foul, we love you. You're great. And we're so happy you can be on, man.
Love you guys as well. Appreciate it.
Guys, so this has been interviewing streamers. Everything to interview streamers. Make sure you like, comment, and subscribe. But most importantly, the Clean Foul. You need to follow him, subscribe, and do whatever you can do to follow this guy because he is amazing. Support him in his story and what he's gone through and what he's going to do because he is righteous. This is Overthinking TV, interview streamer. Tony, what do we say?
Bye, Tony.
Bye, Tony. Till next time.